welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, April 7th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Beer Day, and it marks the 1933 signing of the Cullen-Harrison Act, which ended the beer prohibition in the United States. Celebrated since 2009, it honors beer's rich history from ancient Mesopotamia to medieval Europe. Today, beer ranks third in global consumption after water and tea, boasting countless varieties. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with 6 to 9 foot, sets rolling in. Waves hold around 6 to 9 feet throughout the morning, providing excellent conditions. Expect the winds to be onshore at just 3 mph, keeping the surface smooth for some great rides. As the day progresses, watch for a shift in the wind. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 4-foot high tide, when the west swell is 4 feet at 18 seconds, and the offshore wind is 1 mph. The first high tide Monday will be 4.5 foot just before 6:30 a.m., with a 1/2-foot low tide at 1:15. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. From Tuesday to Thursday, surfers can expect predominantly clean conditions in the mornings with light winds under 5 mph, ideal for catching waves. Wave heights range from chest to head high, tapering to waist to chest high in the afternoons, which become fair to choppy. Best surf times are early mornings before winds pick up, ensuring smooth rides. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 56 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:15, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:28. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, clearing up by late morning, leading to mostly sunny skies and a high near 70. Expect a light northwest breeze. Tonight, look for patchy fog returning with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 52. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog in the mornings on Tuesday and Wednesday, giving way to mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s and low 70s. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a sea lion was rescued in Carlsbad after being found near a bike lane on Carlsbad Boulevard on Friday night. Officers from the Carlsbad Police Department kept the sick animal safe from traffic while waiting for the SeaWorld rescue team. Upon arrival, the team suspected the sea lion was suffering from domoic acid poisoning and took it for professional care. This incident highlights ongoing concerns, as many marine animals have been affected by a bloom of toxic algae along the Southern California coastline. Carlsbad police urge anyone who sees a distressed marine mammal to call the SeaWorld rescue team. Now on to sports. In a stunning turn of events, Kelvin Sampson orchestrated a remarkable comeback for the Houston Cougars, defeating the Duke Blue Devils 70-67 in the 2025 men's Final Four. Duke, leading by 14 points late in the second half, seemed destined for the national championship game. However, Houston's fierce defense held Duke to just one field goal in the final 10 minutes. Despite Duke's talent, including standout Cooper Flagg, Houston's resilience shined through. With a 9-0 run in the last 33 seconds, Houston now advances to face Florida, aiming for its first national title. This unforgettable collapse will linger in Duke's legacy. Tonight, Florida takes on Houston for the men's national championship. Florida is favored by 1.5. The over-under is 140.5. Tip-off is at 8:50 Eastern Time on CBS. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Wrigley Field, the Friars edged out the Cubs 8-7 as Fernando Tatis Jr. capitalized on a ninth-inning error to score the decisive run. Manny Machado's towering 404-foot homer and Luis Araiza's RBI single-fueled San Diego's offense, with Adam taking the win and Suarez securing the save, while Presley suffered the loss. With this victory, the Friars now stand at 8-2, maintaining a strong start to the season. Tonight, the Friars take on the Athletics in Oakland at 7:05. Michael King brings his 3.52 ERA against Luis Severino's 3.75. In basketball, yesterday afternoon, the Lakers defeated the Thunder 126-99 at the Paycom Center. Luka Doncic led the charge with 30 points, making 5 3-pointers. The Lakers shot 75% from the field, extending their record to 48 wins and 30 losses. They remain in first place in the Pacific Division. Tonight, the Lakers face the Thunder again, who are 64-14 at the Paycom Center. Tip-off is at 5 o'clock. Also tonight, in the City of Angels, the Kings at 44-23-9 host the Kraken. Ans Kopitar's 43 assists and Adrian Kempe's 33 goals fuel the Kings, who are favored by 1.5. In top news, Scott Galloway, a professor at New York University and prominent talking head on the internet, urges a fresh perspective on Social Security and retirement. He believes that individuals earning significant wealth, including himself, should not receive Social Security benefits. Galloway advocates for means testing to ensure that these payments support those in genuine need. He highlights that most recipients withdraw much more than they contribute and argues that wealthy individuals are not taxed sufficiently to fund the program. Galloway envisions economic security as a priority before retirement, promoting the idea of generating passive income to achieve financial stability and reduce work-related stress. In business news, home builders are facing a challenging market with the highest number of unsold homes since the Great Recession. As of February, about 119,000 homes remain unsold, prompting builders to offer enticing incentives like mortgage rate buydowns and closing cost credits. In Killeen, Texas, new homes are selling for $50,000 less than in 2022. However, while inventory is rising in states like Texas and Florida, competition for homes remains fierce in coastal areas. Builders are adapting to economic uncertainties, but many are left with significant inventory, lacking pricing power in this shifting market. In crypto movement, it's a bloodbath. Bitcoin is down 6% over the weekend to about $78,000. Ethereum is down 13% to just under $1,600. And Goatsy's Maximus is unchanged at 3 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The trend of smart homes is shifting as the ultra-rich in Los Angeles are increasingly drawn to dumb houses. Once highly sought after, homes filled with Wi-Fi-enabled appliances are falling out of favor due to frustrations with complicated technology. Interior designer Jamie Bush notes that people desire more manual, less complicated living spaces. High-end buyers now prefer homes that emphasize self-sufficiency and natural features. As digital overload becomes a concern, properties without excessive technology are becoming more appealing, showcasing a return to simpler, tactile living, where traditional fixtures are regaining their charm. And in entertainment news, the upcoming reboot of The Naked Gun is generating excitement, with Liam Neeson starring as the son of Leslie Nielsen's original character, Lieutenant Frank Drebin. Directed by Akiva Schaffer from The Lonely Island, the film is a direct sequel to the beloved franchise. A teaser trailer debuted at CinemaCon, showcasing Neeson's character in a humorous hostage situation. The cast includes Paul Walter Hauser, who plays Ed Hocken Jr., along with Pamela Anderson, Lisa Coshey, Danny Houston, and Busta Rhymes. The Naked Gun is set to hit theaters on August 1st, courtesy of Paramount Pictures. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the English poet and painter William Blake. And he said, "No bird soars too high if he soars with his own wings." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.